From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Modus Tollens Tara, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This is Modus Tollens Tara. She is a small hair tween, warm brown and cream, quick-eyed. She carries a small, folded denial card in her vest pocket. The card has three lines on it. The top line says, if P, then Q. The middle line says, not Q. The bottom line says, therefore, not P. That is the form. That is the whole card. Tara is one of the cast's valid form teachers. She is not a cautionary archetype. She is a constructive one. Her form is called modus tollens. It is the valid inference for denying the consequent. If it is raining, the streets are wet. The streets are not wet. Therefore, it is not raining. That is the form. That is the move. Tara is, importantly, very firm about one thing. Denial is constructive. I do not deny in order to attack. I deny in order to eliminate, to make room for what is actually true. This is, in fact, how science advances, by eliminating false hypotheses, through observations that fail to confirm them. Karl Popper called it falsifiability. A good theory makes specific predictions. Observations can refute it. When the observation fails to match the prediction, we apply modus tollens. We deny the consequent. We conclude the theory was wrong, or at least not quite right. That is how knowledge moves forward. Tara is also explicit about a trap, a nearby trap. There is another form. It looks similar. It is not valid. If P, then Q. Not P, therefore not Q. That is denying the antecedent. It is a fallacy. Q can happen for other reasons. If it is raining, the streets are wet. It is not raining. Therefore, the streets are not wet. The streets could be wet because someone washed them. The form does not work. Tara grew up in a small village. Her family had been the village's contract witnesses for generations. Their job was to track whether contract conditions had been met or not met. When a contract condition was not met, the contract terms did not apply. That is modus tollens. We had been doing it for 9 generations. She walked to Logic Quest at 22. Inspector Logos asked her, what is modus tollens? If P, then Q. Not Q, therefore not P. Denial as constructive, behind scientific falsifiability. You are appointed. She has been modus tollens Tara ever since. It is not hard. It is deny the consequent. Conclude not the antecedent. Powers scientific progress. Denial is constructive. That is, more or less, Tara's whole position.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core Math and Discrete Math. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.